This is an off the tongue podcast.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, you're agreeing with me?
I'm agreeing with you.
To the Greener Grass Podcast, where we discuss different topics and decide which side of the fence we'd rather be on. Hi, I'm Emily.
Hello, I'm Jackie. We are your hosts. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Getting into the thick of the season, regardless of what you are celebrating, if it's Hanukkah or Christmas, Kwanzaa. I'm thinking of that Blues Traveler song where they're like, whether it's Hanukkah or Kwanzaa, season, solstice, or just the end of the year, stuff like that. Anyway.
It's the holiday season.
It is, and we are so glad to have you guys with us. Mm-hmm. How is everybody doing out there?
Hi. Happy December. I was going to say happy winter. When is the first day of winter? December like 21st, 22nd? December 21st, yeah. I feel like as soon as Halloween's over, it's winter.
It feels that way. This year for us, it snowed on Halloween.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Wow.
Are you guys ready for fall to be over? Ready for winter? See our episode, Rake or Shovel.
I was like, what? Which one?
Back in the day.
Yeah. That was a couple years ago.
It was a Monday.
Oh. Yeah, I remember that Monday.
Fun fact, only our very first episode didn't come out on Monday. But then we have put out bonus episodes that have come out not on Monday, but our...
And boner episodes on Patreon only.
Who doesn't love a good boner episode?
Ryan and I were talking about this last night because we've been karaokeing some theme songs and we've been doing Growing Pains.
Hey, I'm sorry. Show me that smile again.
we kind of think that might be our song.
What, the Growing Pains?
Yeah, I was like, how unique is that for us? Because we're just quirky, weird weirdos. But anyway, we were just talking about how they got away with that nickname, Boner. Now, I know it was like, he's a bonehead.
Right.
But his name was Boner, and nobody even said anything about it. And I didn't get it till I was older. But fucking Boner.
Yeah.
Okay. Why are we talking about boners again?
I was just going to say, how did we get on this topic? I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway, our first episode came out on a Sunday.
Weird.
Yeah.
We were fresh. We didn't know what we were doing yet.
Well, it came out on a Sunday because we put it out on March 1st.
That's right.
So we put it out on the first. It's the first of the month.
Uh-huh.
And then since then, we decided Mondays would be more apropos.
Yes.
And then we got some changes coming up with our seasons.
We do. We're going to keep it on the Mondays, though.
We are going to keep it on Mondays.
Start your week out with a smile and a laugh, I hope.
We actually have weekend fun days. Mm-hmm. So we're recording today.
We are.
And then we have a super special recording tomorrow.
Super special.
What did you guys think of it?
Specials.
End of the year is going to be off the hook.
Whoa. All the way off the hook?
Hmm. Yeah. Even off the chain.
Well, you know who else is off the chain?
Our Patronies?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well done. We switched that up.
I didn't even know it was coming.
I didn't either.
It just came to me.
That's what she said.
I was just like sitting here like, you know, what can I say? And then it just came to my brain. Who are our Patronies?
Our Patronies are Hex.
Hello.
Vin.
Hey.
Chrissy.
What up?
Jonathan.
Yo.
Teach a Dummy Podcast.
Hi.
I love it. You guys all got a special greeting from Emily, and that is what you get at that shout out level. Now, the rest of you Patronies, we certainly appreciate your support very much. There are levels as little as a dollar a month. You can find that at patreon.com/thegreenergrasspodcast.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you don't have any change to spare, you know, it's holiday season, money's tight. We get that.
Mm-hmm.
Give the gift of telling a friend about us.
That's the gift that keeps on giving, yeah. Clark.
You know, it's a stressful time of year. Your buddy's down. Be like, hey, you know, it'll cheer you up. This podcast.
Hell yeah.
And like, you can check them out anywhere. And actually, speaking of where you can check us out, if you listen on Apple Podcasts, just make sure you have storage on your phone with the new iOS 17 update. They are trying to maximize your phone storage efficiency. So If you don't have phone storage, it's not going to download our episodes automatically. What?
Fuck that.
You might think we're missing a Monday, but we wouldn't do that to you.
No.
So check your phone storage and make sure you have storage. And hey, while you're there, leave us a rating, leave us a review, and hit that follow button.
Yeah. And also, if you have been listening on Google Podcasts.
Bert, hey.
Oh, Bert's on Google?
Uh-huh.
Bert, buddy, you got to change. Google Podcasts has went away, and you need to find a new way.
Yeah.
But there's plenty of options out there. We suggest Spotify just because you can interact with us on there with the poll.
Yeah.
You can vote.
You get to pick would you rather, too.
Yeah. So that's our suggestion, but I mean, yeah, you can listen wherever else you can, but not on Google anymore. Sorry.
Yeah.
So
it's a bummer.
But you can also interact with us on our social media.
Fucking smoothest transition. That was awesome. Good job.
My nickname is Butter.
Butters.
Ah, oh, hamburgers. But. We get lots of love and feedback, and we love that so much.
Absolutely. We do. And we're going to share some with you.
What we got?
So Jonathan commented on our Treader Pet episode, our little sound bite that we put out on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Little Miss can't be wrong.
Because Jackie's a spin doctor.
I mean.
You are.
Go ahead now.
We also, so once in a while, we'll put out some fun little videos and promos and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we did a taste test for some grass soda. If you want to check out our reaction, go to our socials and look at that.
Yeah.
But we did get a comment from Stephanie, Born to Rock, on Instagram. And she said, ha, 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 the gross grass drink. I'm dying laughing. Yeah, it was pretty gross. So, yeah, go over and check that video out if you want. Or on YouTube, TikTok.
Yeah. And on YouTube, Bert, mm-hmm, who the aforementioned Bert,
mm-hmm,
said, smoke grass, don't drink it.
Yeah, well, next time.
Yeah, live and learn.
We just became legal in Ohio, so maybe we'll do a grass test next time.
Ooh.
And then, also from that video, over on our Patreon, some of our Patronies commented on our video.
And they got an early preview. So
they did.
That's just one of the perks of being a Patronie.
Yeah, we showed our Patronies first. But so Nancy said, definitely should be infused with THC, or what's the point? Sounds gross. Y'all are brave. Then Hex said, this should be infused with some THC, LOL. It's kind of a theme going around.
Yeah.
A lot of people think our podcast is about marijuana.
Yeah.
A lot, actually.
We actually replied to Bert's comment, mm-hmm, on YouTube that the amount of people that think that's what our podcast is about is unreal. So I hope when people come check us out that after they're over the initial disappointment of it not being a podcast, that they stick around for the laughs.
I mean, I hope they're high when they listen, because they'd love us.
High on life.
I had a friend not too long ago come over, and he had just made a trip to Michigan where weed is legal.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, so, hey, I heard you had a podcast. And I was
that's right.
Yeah, I do. The Greener Grass. He goes, yeah, I brought you something. And he gave me some weed, and I was like, Oh,
honey.
That's not what our podcast is about. And he was so embarrassed, and I felt bad.
Yeah.
I was like, no. I mean, we'll keep it.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, that was so nice. So thoughtful.
Yeah. But it's funny. How either that or people think we're a lawn care service.
Well, I mean, you can understand where that
where
can,
that come
where
from.
Where that can come from. But
anyway, so.
Speaking of videos.
Yeah, videos.
Getting back on track. Videos and people that love and support us. Mm-hmm. Our girl, Lindsay.
Mm.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey, Lindsay.
How you doing? She posted a Facebook Live yard sale, which, mm-hmm, by the way, that's a really fun fundraiser.
It's a fun.
It's a fun. It's a fun fundraiser idea if you are into that. Just doing a Facebook Live, and then you sell things on there. But.
Yeah, cool.
She was absolutely stunning in the video. Did you see it?
I did.
God love her.
What was she wearing?
She was wearing a Greener Grass podcast t-shirt.
Girl, you're looking good in that.
First of all, obviously, we love the support.
Yeah.
So thank you for that alone. But can we just talk about, she got the neon lime green one.
I know. I wanted to comment on that because I have not seen anyone buy that color.
I haven't either.
It's a cool color, dude.
And honestly, that's such a good color for her too.
Yeah.
Like, I loved everything about that video.
Yeah, when I saw that, I was like, girl.
Yeah.
And we have lots of colors. If you go to our bonfire, check in our show notes for a link to that. Multiple colors of greener grass swag.
Absolutely.
And Off the Tongue Podcast.
Yeah.
Network.
Off the Tongue Podcast Network, you say.
Yeah. That's our fam. We have Teach a Dummy Podcast.
That's right.
We have
One of the originals.
Yeah, the OGs. Skate Mansfield also. Mm-hmm. We have It's Funny That Makes It Okay Podcast.
Love them.
And our friends over in jolly old England, the Original Copycats Podcast, the OCP.
You left one out.
Us?
There it is.
I mean, that's a given.
Duh.
The Greener Grass Podcast.
Please follow us everywhere you get your podcast. You can follow all of our shows. Mm-hmm. Give them a listen.
Well, I think we should jump into our topic. 'Tis the season to be jolly.
La 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 la.
Well, that just leads right into our topic, Jacqueline. Would you rather current or classic?
I almost said my pick instead of let's discuss. Let's discuss.
Okay, we're talking Christmas music, guys.
I'm sorry, can you imagine if I just gave my pick?
I'd be pissed.
We this
show over, ruined.
What are we, 202 episodes in?
Yeah.
What if and that would be the first time?
I'd be so mad at you.
You said show over. As if your vehement feelings haven't given away your choice from the start before.
I know.
Okay, what we got?
So current or classic Christmas music.
Okay.
Let's start with current, since it's the current.
That makes sense. Currently, we're talking about it.
Yeah. What's pro? Oh, Jackie's writing down a last minute note. Mm. Wow. But what is on your pro list?
It's ironic that I would just be writing something down. Yeah. This isn't what I wrote down, but my first pro is ever changing.
Yeah. They can put some new twist on some old songs. So it's maybe songs you have known your whole life, but they put a new twist on it. They make it more current and trendy and, you know.
So glad you said that because I have some current songs that are remakes still sound classic.
Yeah.
For example, my and your favorite Christmas song. Why are you laughing?
I don't know. I just wasn't sure where you're going with this, but now I see where you're going with this.
Oh, Holy Night.
Yeah.
Jules' version of that, contemporary, but still feels like a classic. So it's, you know, a slightly different arrangement, but it does not sound like a new version. It just sounds like a current version of a classic.
True. And then on the flip side, there's new songs that you've never heard. So they're trying to create some new songs, which may eventually become classic in their own, maybe.
I mean, let's talk about Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
So I was going to ask you, is that a classic yet?
I think so.
Or is that still in the current category?
What defines classic music?
Because like when I think about classic, I think Elvis, Bing Crosby, Frank Sinatra or whatever. That kind of old school, what's the Brenda Lee? But then I think like Mariah Carey, NSYNC, those are more current.
Yeah.
Even though they're not really current. You know, so
current.
I don't know where the line is that you draw. But
well, let me ask you if you were going to say where it is, like how old, how many years old does a song need to be classic to you, would you say?
I would say 40 years.
Oh, 40. Okay.
Yeah.
Then All I Want for Christmas is not a classic as it is only 29 years old.
What? 29 years old.
Can you believe that?
Maybe we should say classic is like 50 and later. So that way it's
I'm
still
50.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I will say you can play Spotify random without searching for old songs.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if you're, not to skip ahead, but if you're wanting to hear a classic playlist, you need to curate that yourself.
Yeah.
You just jump on Spotify. They got you.
Oh, hell yeah, they do.
Super easy.
Yeah. So maybe some of your favorite artists will come up with a Christmas song, and that's always fun to hear.
Yeah.
There's, I think it's My Chemical Romance did one when I was trying to find some raw you know, pop punk, that kind of shit. You can look up your favorite artists and see if they've done any Christmas tracks. And oftentimes they do. I was surprised at some of the songs I have found mm-hmm. in the past that, you know, your favorite artist that you would never think would sing a Christmas song. And they do. I'm out of prose, I think. Are you done?
No, I have one left.
What do you have?
It can be more contemporary and less seasonal sounding.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that can be a pro if you don't like Christmas music. Because some people don't, which that's what I was writing down earlier.
Okay.
Is this meme that I've seen a lot of lately, and I've seen different takes on it, but it's someone squished in the middle looking miserable.
Yes.
And one side of it says Christmas music, the other side of it says country music, and in the middle it says me wishing I was deaf.
Yeah.
Which has made me laugh quite a bit. That is 1,000% my husband.
And Ryan.
So yeah, so if you are a person that doesn't really dig Christmas music, the current music could be right up your alley because maybe it doesn't sound as seasonal.
Yeah. People do get sick of it, which we're going into in cons, but... Mm-hmm. Especially those that are fresh, new.
Yeah.
New beats.
New beats.
Yeah. So, but okay. There are cons.
Well, speaking of, you said sick. It reminded me of my favorite Christmas meme of all time.
I know what you're talking about.
Is Mariah Carey starting off with saying, I don't want a lot for Christmas. All I want is you is a fucking sick burn. What a fucking sick burn.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. All I want is you.
Yeah.
So my number one con for current is they may ruin a classic that you love.
Mm-hmm.
So you've grown up with this, you know, White Christmas or whatever it is, and then someone destroys it.
Yeah.
That could piss you right the fuck off, you know?
Absolutely.
And I have one in mind.
What?
I'm just going to say this.
Okay.
It's... Yeah, people take things too far sometimes, and you know, some things you just got to let go, you know?
I agree.
That's my opinion, though. To each their own.
Yeah. Well, okay, so something I said for a pro, it could also be a con. It could be more contemporary and less seasonal, and it doesn't feel like Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they've changed the words to your favorite song,
and
now it's like, oh, yeah, it's current, but...
Yeah. Or on the other flip side of that, it may not be original. They're just literally covering a song and it sounds exactly the same. I love when an artist makes it their own, you know, has their own little
flavor.
Yeah. So you know, oh, that's totally in sync. Okay, Justin. But if they just literally sing it the way it was as a classic, you're not really doing much with it.
Yeah. So another, and honestly, this is a big con. Is maybe you don't love new music, period.
Period.
New music, current music, it's just not for you.
Yeah.
So no matter what kind of genre it is, it's a no.
Yeah, true. If you're on that I hate Christmas music train, you may think differently of an artist you normally like. So what if it's, you know, your favorite metal artist and they do some cheesy Christmas song? You may be disappointed in your artist.
Like, yeah.
Are you really doing a fucking Jingle Bells?
Okay, well, if we're talking about cheesy metal Christmas songs, can I tell you how much I love Steel Panther?
Oh, Ryan and I are obsessed with Steel Panther. Obsessed.
I'm gonna stuff your stocking.
I'm gonna play that when we get home to Ryan because we just play regular Steel Panther all the time, but I forgot about the Christmas one.
Oh my God, it's one of my favorites.
I know. I forgot about it. So,
I have one left. Where are you at?
I have one left as well.
Okay.
This isn't really a con against current music, but it's just not many artists do Christmas songs. So, you don't really, it's hard to find current Christmas songs, honestly.
Yeah.
There's not a lot out there.
Yeah. I'm so glad you said that because final con was there's not as much. So, the ones that are out there are overplayed.
Yes.
So not only is it hard to find, but the ones that you do find, you've heard 57 times already.
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
Well. Ready to move on?
I think so. And if you're ready to move on from your current set of wheels, have we got a deal for you?
Somebody does.
All right. Well, let's tell them about it.
Okay. Looking for a new or used car?
Of course you are.
Well, look no further. Our boy Nathan Collins at Spitzer Motors of Mansfield has you covered. Located on 4th in downtown Mansfield, Ohio, Nathan has plenty of vehicles to choose from. Whether your credit is good, bad, or non-existent, Nathan has a deal for you. Not only will you get a shiny new ride, you'll keep it shiny with free car washes for the life of the vehicle.
Wow. Well, when your whip starts turning heads, tell them where you got it. If they go and get a new or used car from Nathan, you're going to get $100.
What?
$100.
Wow.
Cash money in your pocket. That's Spitzer Motors on 4th and Mansfield. Ask for Nathan Collins and tell him the Greener Grass podcast sent you. Call or text Nathan today, 419-961-4581. More details in the show notes.
So yeah, who wants a new car out there or a used car?
I feel like anyone that needs a car, I'm like, hey, do you need a car? Head up to Mansfield.
Yeah. And I think we should give them a little extra special for the holidays.
A little incentive?
We're a giving podcast.
You've heard of the giving tree.
We're the giving grass.
We are the giving grass. And I think we should give our listeners the first person to say that they went and bought a car from Nathan.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should do something for them.
I think we're going to give them some monies, some grass cash.
Some greener grass dollars.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give you 50 money dollars.
Ooh.
If you are the first listener to go buy a car from Nathan Collins. So hit him up.
Yeah.
We're going to give you some money. On top of all of those sweet deals, you heard the commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And then 50 bucks.
Mm-hmm. It's the time of year to get a car, right?
You've seen a $50 bill. It's classic.
It is classic. Let's talk about some classic music, though.
Okay. Okay.
That's some pros.
I mean, it's classic.
It's fucking classic.
Ooh, baby, you're a classic. Like a little black dress.
Mm-hmm. It feels like Christmas.
Yes. It reminds me of my childhood.
Yeah, childhood. When you hear those songs, it just takes you back to that time. I'm feeling it right now. Just listening to the Christmas.
The nostalgia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of, you're listening to it now. I feel like classic music is easier to be background and ambient music.
Yeah.
It's a vibe.
I feel like, honestly, that's my favorite way to listen to classic Christmas music. You put it on and then you're baking, you're decorating the house, you're wrapping presents, and it's just, it's the vibe. Yeah. It's the atmosphere around you. It's not songs you're like, hey, guys, listen to this.
Right.
And you're like really getting into the music. You're just, it's just.
Absolutely.
I love it. You can sing along to it.
Yeah. You probably know all of the words, even if you hate it.
I love that every, you know, we are in our 20s, but no, you guys know we're older, but our children know the same songs that we grew up with. The classics, all kids learn them growing up through school and with us life. It's generational. It just keeps going.
Yeah. And it feels like what is classic to my parents was classic to me, is classic to my kids. I feel like current continues, obviously, to rotate because it's current. But even the things that we think of as current now still aren't classic. So like you said, like the Mariah Carey song, that's not a classic.
Not yet.
Even though it's almost 30 years old at this point.
Still not.
The classics remain unchanged.
Yeah. I love that. Mm. That just gave me chills, Jackie.
Mm.
Also, you hear a lot of songs that are from the classic movies.
Yeah.
So it brings you to that place in that movie. You know, it brings you back to the classic movies. It kind of ties in together.
Yeah.
And I love that. We talked about a lot of classic movies last year, actually.
I feel like classic Christmas songs are just more widely accepted as that's what Christmas music is.
Yeah, that's true. I put on my list carolers. Christmas carolers.
Yeah.
They sing the classics.
Yeah.
I was forced to go caroling when I was in choir in junior high, I think.
Yeah.
And I did not enjoy it. Like, I like the concept of it.
Yeah.
It's cute.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know.
I literally caroled only once in my life, like where you go to door to door or whatever.
Yeah. That's what we did.
And it was with choir, but it wasn't forced. It was voluntary, but it was pretty fun. That kind of leads me to one of my classic pros, and actually my last one. I don't know how much you have left.
I'm done.
Okay, well, my last one is, I think that Christmas music is the only time that it is not only acceptable, but cute. I'm so sorry for kids to sing.
Yeah.
I don't like kids singing.
But Christmas songs.
Sorry.
I used to love to go to Avery's Christmas concerts.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. Christmas songs with children are way better.
Yeah. But regular songs with children are a little creepy.
Yeah, true.
Sorry. Sorry, kids.
I'm not sorry.
If you're a kid listening to this, your parents are probably cool.
Hi, Casey.
Hey, girl. All right. So you're out of pros?
I am.
I am as well.
Cons?
Cheesy.
Overplayed.
Literally cheesy and overplayed are my first two.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We love them, but around this time of year, especially because they start playing them really early in the season, right after Halloween.
Yep. I have that on my list as well. I feel like every year it starts earlier and earlier. And I feel, honestly, like it is the classics, not the currents, because I feel like people are like, oh, it's classic music. And
like, I appreciate people wanting to get shit done early.
Sure.
But don't take away
exactly
the other shit. Still have Halloween out.
For sure.
For the love of Santa. And that leads into my next one is a nightmare for retail people.
Oh, yeah.
So us just going shopping and we have to hear it throughout. Mm-hmm. Imagine working an 8-hour shift.
I don't have to.
And hearing that. I feel like those are the prime people who hate Christmas music are the ones that work in retail and have to hear it all day.
Before I worked retail, I was one of those people that was like, I could listen to Christmas music all year long.
Until.
And then, yeah, I loved Christmas music so much as a kid that I could listen to it year round. But then when I worked retail, like, I feel like a part of me died.
Yeah.
And that's not just the music. Anyway, but yes, I fully agree. With, yeah. Which kind of thing goes to a con that I have with the classics that are so strictly seasonal that you can't listen all year round. You know, there are some Christmas musics that are just, they don't have any jingle bells. There's no like,
yeah,
I think Christmas vibe.
All right. So I know you had just talked about you like little kids singing Christmas, but that's also a con on my list, but not just, I'm not talking about the Christmas concerts because I do enjoy that, but the little kids songs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nails on a chalkboard for me, to be honest. I do like Charlie Brown Christmas stuff, but I don't know. Something about those other ones can be a little annoying.
Yeah. So. Well, another con for classic Christmas music is it is, by and large, one genre.
Yeah.
Like where you've got the contemporary, you've got your punk, you've got your hard rock, you've got your cheesy
pop.
Ironic, like there's a darkness Christmas song, and like we mentioned Steel Panther.
Yeah.
So like there's all kinds of different varieties.
That's true.
But with classic, it's pretty much all the
same.
It's
that, what is that style? It's contemporary.
Top 40.
Top 40, yeah.
Yeah. I want to say it's Sunny 95 music, but I feel like
people won't know that.
Our Ohio listeners get it. Yeah. The Ohio players.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. So I had this on my pros, carolers, but also that's a con too.
Yeah.
This has not happened to me, but I'm imagining if carolers came to my door, the awkwardness of just standing there watching them sing makes me cringe a little bit.
I feel like the onset of carolers were back in the day before there was electronic money. Any money you had, you would have on hand so you could like tip them.
Yeah.
Like now, hardly anybody has.
Yeah. Come on in for some hot toddy.
Okay. Well, I'm okay. Now I'm down. That's not a con.
Should we go caroling?
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Some wassail. All right. Well, I think I'm out.
I have one left.
What do you have?
And I feel like it's appropriate that this is last because it's a doozy.
Ooh, what?
They did.
They did. R.I.P. Elvis.
Yeah. So you're not gonna, you know, you can go. You can still go see MC live. But you know what I'm saying, like. The classics there.
My all-time favorite was Elvis.
Oh, yeah.
So that, it's so nostalgic for me and just, yeah, that's it.
Can I tell you one of my favorite Christmas songs that I think truly is acceptable to say it is both classic and current?
What?
Bing Crosby and David Bowie, Little Drummer Boy.
Mm.
Such a jam.
That's a mix. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
It's both. A mix of both.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan loves Beach Boy Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
And that's good, too.
I love the Beach Boys.
Yeah. All right. Well, we have to pick, though.
Yes.
It's Christmas time. Are you listening to current or classic?
I gotta go classic.
Yeah.
Although, on the whole, I'm going with current music.
On my whole?
Yes.
Okay.
But for Christmas music, I have to go classic. It just feels like Christmas.
Mm-hmm. I can't go Christmas without hearing Elvis Christmas. So absolutely. I absolutely have to pick classic. Is Harry Connick Jr. current or classic?
What did you say? 40 years?
That's just me.
Well, sure. But well, I think that's fair.
Or should we put it at a 50? Should we just go ahead and do 50? I love Harry Connick. Can I tell you who I don't like?
Yes.
Josh Groban.
Ugh.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Ready for surprises?
Yep.
Jackie beat my rock. Of course. Always winning.
Okay. I had forgotten to come up with my would you rather for today until the last minute. And because I know I'm the worst. Well, because I was really trying to come up with one that was topical. And so I was like sitting on it. And then I realized, oh, shit, I didn't come up with one. And realizing that I hadn't come up with one is where we're at with this would you rather.
Okay.
So would you rather that we realize too late that the episode did not save and we have to miss publishing on Monday?
Okay.
Or just put out the raw episode.
We're skipping a Monday. If you guys knew the things we cut out.
The potty breaks.
Talk about cancel culture. My ass would be grass and you'd be the lawnmower.
The greener grass. Yeah, same.
Same. Same. I hate to disappoint you guys for not putting an episode on a Monday, but you don't want to hear some of the stuff. Trust.
But I will say.
What?
If you've seen any of our video episodes,
mm-hmm.
Those really aren't edited because they can't
true.
Be.
That's true. But
yeah.
When we are on video, we are a little more cognizant.
Because we know it is.
Because we know.
Yeah.
We're here, we're a little lax, and we say whatever the fuck we want. And then, because I know you're going to cut that out.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Yep. Okay.
All right, Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is topical.
Okay. Perfect. Bring it back full circle.
Would you rather hear Jingle Bells? The song Jingle Bells.
Okay.
I don't know who's singing it. Whatever. It's the song. Once a day for the rest of your whole life.
Okay. Just once a day?
Yeah, Jingle Bells every day.
Okay.
Or you have to sing Silent Night every night before you go to sleep. You can't sleep until you sing it. What?
I was just thinking about the time that you accidentally sang the end of the Christmas song.
And didn't realize it came out of my brain. That happened, guys. I was in the car and I was singing Christmas songs in my head. But then I sang the last part out loud and didn't realize it. To you.
Yeah.
Good times. Good times.
I'm hearing Jingle Bells once a day because I think that could be fun. Because either way is once a day.
Yeah.
And I already have enough trouble falling asleep. I don't need to be singing before I go to sleep. So I'm 100%. Fuck, that might be fun. You set your alarm to Jingle Bells and you just hear that and just... get your mood going and
every day for the rest of your life.
Either one is every day for the rest of my life. So
you can listen. Sing and like sing yourself to sleep.
No, I wish that I could. If I could sing myself to sleep, if you make it that, like I sing it and then I fall asleep instantly, I'm doing that.
No, that's
but not, I have that so much trouble going to sleep. Yeah. Jingle bells.
Well,
listen, jingle all the way.
All the way. Every
you?
Day. All the way, every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too. I'm not going to sing every night.
Yeah. You have enough with your episodes as it is.
Yeah, I have night terrors. And,
dude, we have fucked up sleep.
Our sleep is fucked.
So, yeah.
Fucked.
So, check out our show notes. Hit up our bonfire shops for both the OTT and the GGP.
Mm-hmm.
Please follow us on all of our social media. And hey, you know what I would love?
What?
I would love if you would call and leave us a voicemail at 614-321-7665. That's 614-321-POO5. Leave us a voicemail. We have not gotten, you know who used to leave us voicemails all the time? Clark. Clark Griswold.
Yeah.
Leave us a text. Leave us a voicemail. Just any kind of feedback you want to give us. We will take it.
Dude, I forgot about our phone number. It's been a while.
It's been a while. And you know what else you have to do?
Check us out every Monday for a new episode. And we will talk to you next week.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Hey, wait a minute.
What?
Who's your favorite friend? I know we always talk about friends.
Friend on the Friends show or friend in real life? Friends?
Listen, in real life, you don't pick me. This will have a very awkward ending. I'm talking about the TV show Friends.
You know who my favorite is.
Tell me.
Ross.
That's too bad. Mine's Rachel Green. Goodbye.
This is an Off the Tongue podcast.